We continue our learning. We're in Pesachim Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches. Shisha Devarim Asu Anshe Yericho. The people of Yericho did six things, the Jews of Yericho, Al Shlosha Michu V'yadam, on three of those things the Chachamim protested, they were upset with, Val Shlosha Lo Michu V'yadam. And three, they did not protest. The Gemara assumes that Ruach HaChamim was not Nochem Mehem. They weren't so pleased with it, but they didn't protest against them. Now, because the first of these six relates to Erev Pesach, we have this entire list here in Maseches Pesachim. So what was the first thing on this list that Anshe Yericho did that the Chachamim were not Mochem? Elu Hein Shalom Michu B'Yadam. They're giving the list of that which they did not protest. So the first on that list related to Erev Pesach is Markivin Dekolim Kol Hayom. They would graft palm trees all day of Erev Pesach. Now, Yericho, we know, is called the Ir HaTamarim. That's the many, many palm trees there. And at this time of the year, on Pesach time, they would be involved in grafting the palm trees. And because if you wait to graft at the proper time, potentially this is could cause a loss of peiros, a hefsed dover ha'avid, potentially. It could be a potential financial loss. So they allowed this type of malacha, they did this type of malacha on Erev Pesach, and even the Chachamim weren't so thrilled, they were not mocha to do this all of Erev Pesach, it sounds like, even in the afternoon. And then the Mishnah says, number two, V'korchen Eshma, unrelated to Pesach at this point. What else would they do that they were not mocha, they did not protest? Literally, they would rap Shema. What does it mean to rap Shema? Very ambiguous term. So the Bryce and the Gemara has, there are different opinions what this means, but the Bryce and the Gemara says that they didn't say the phrase Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Va'et. So the entire Shema was almost wrapped together, did not have the break of Baruch Shem. That's what Rabbi Yehuda claims. Rabbi Meir says, no, they would say Shema, but they were not mafsik. They didn't break and pause between, have Kabbal Tamachu Shamaim, break between that and the beginning. Rashi explains what that means is that according to Rabbi Meir, what does it mean they said Shema, but they weren't mafsik? It means they weren't mafsik between Echad and Ve'ahavta. Also, they didn't extend the Echad. The Echad should be extended, the Dalet at least, to think about the fact that Hashem is in control of the four corners, so to speak, of the world. And some say Rabbi Meir means that they weren't mafsik between one word and another to have the proper kavana. We know when it comes to Shema more than any other tefillah, we have to be careful to separate the words one from the other. So that was one. The other things that were korech Shema, not careful with the beginning of Shema, whatever that means exactly. But the Chachamim were not mochen. Number three, the Anshe Yericho did v'kotrin v'gotrin lifnei ha'omer and again v'lomichu v'yadam. What would they do? They would harvest and heap up the grain before the omer, which they should not have done l'chatchila either. What does that mean? So in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to cut any of the five grains before the omer. The omer is harvested right before the night of the 16th of Nisan. We bring that karma omer out of barley flour, the 16th of Nisan. But that's true when it comes to things you're harvesting from which you could potentially bring the omer. Let's say you have a field that's irrigated, what we call a Beis HaShlachim. The beginning of Moed Katan speaks about that. Beis HaShlachim, where it requires more than just rain. It requires irrigation, human intervention irrigation. So since the tvua there, the grain there is inferior, you're not allowed to bring the omer from there anyway. So there, in a Beis HaShlachim, we do allow you to harvest from the five grains if even though it's before the Omer, but that's only ktsira. That's only harvesting of the five grains in a Beis HaShlachim, in an irrigated field before the Omer that we allow. But to make a gadish, to pile it up, so that already is not allowed until you bring the Omer. The Mishnah Menachos in the 10th parak says, Kotrin Beis HaShlachim Shebamakim, you can harvest the Beis HaShlachim before the Omer in these valleys of Alogotchim. But the Anshe, you can't pile them up. But the Anshe Yericho, where their fields, if you know, there were fields that needed to be irrigated in the Emek, we know Yericho, we know very well. But what they would do, they would be Kotzer and Godesh. They would harvest and heap up of the five grains before the Omer, and therefore, and the Menachos there says this phrase, Anshe Yericho, Kotrin Baratzon Chachamim, but Vigodshim Shelo Baratzon Chachamim. The harvesting was Baratzon Chachamim, but the Gedisha piling it up, heaping it up, that the Chachamim did not allow, but nonetheless, they did not at least, they weren't happy with it, it was Shelo Baratzon, but they were not Mocha, they didn't make a big deal over it, even though they were doing something wrong. Now comes the three that they were mocha. The elu shemichu vidam. These are things that the Anshe Yericho did that the Chachamim protested. Number one was matirin gamzios shel hekdesh. They would take for themselves, they would permit, literally, the gamzios, these branches, soft branches that grew on the carob or on the sycamore trees, but these were carob or sycamore trees that were, people were makdish to the Beis HaMikdash to be used as hekdesh. So what would they say? So why are they using it? They say, no, the previous generation, they were makdish these trees. They were makdish the bark of the trees, the very thick branches, because that's what you would use in the Beis HaMikdash. But what we're using is not hekdesh. So what grew afterwards, so that shouldn't be a problem of hekdesh. So that's what they claimed. But this was not true. This was not accurate. And therefore, the Chachamim were upset with that as well. And number two, v'ochlin, that was the first one that they protested. V'ochlin mitachas hanesharim b'shabbos. What else would Anshe Yericho do? The fruit that was found under a tree on Shabbos, and they didn't know whether it fell before Shabbos, where it should be mutter, or it fell on Shabbos and it's usher because of muktzah. They would eat under the from that fruit under the tree. They protested again, said that's not allowed. Perish shanashu is usher, it's muktzah. We're afraid that you may climb up the tree to pluck off more. It's not allowed. You have that gemara at the beginning of Beitza discusses that as one of the four reasons why a Beitza shanol to be yomtif are you're not permitted to eat, according to one opinion. And then the last one on the list is v'nosnim peah layaruk. The last thing is that they gave peah, they separated peah, left the edge of the field for vegetable fields. Umichu biyadam chacham, the chacham protested as well. What's the big deal? If you're telling me yarak vegetables is not something you need to leave peah for, why? Because it's not what we call machni solikium. You don't leave peah for things that you can't put into a silo. Grain considered in a silo for a long time. Certain produce considered in a silo. Vegetables are going to spoil after a short period of time. So there's no chiv of peah on something that's not machniso lekim that you can't store away for a while. So, but they gave peah anyway. So what are they upset about? So the answer is because peah is pater mina maaser. So by giving peah, so the aniyim and the fact that you're giving aniyim peah, but now you're being mafkia, you're releasing those vegetables from the obligation of maaser. So that's not allowed. So this is why the Chachamim are upset. They're upset, number one, that these branches of hekdesh are asr bahana, and they were claiming, no, we're using them. The peros that are under retrio asr bahachila because of safek mukta, and they did that anyway, they didn't care. They have protested. And you don't leave peah from yarak because you release it from the obligation of separating maaser, and therefore the Chachamim protested. Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes, once we're on this idea of three and three, Shisha Devarim Asa Chizkiyah HaMelech Al Shlosha Hodulo V'Al Shlosha Lo Hodulo. So here, the Mishnah says, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, king of one of the famous kings of Yehuda, he did three things. Three things the Chachamim agreed with what he did, and three decisions, and three they did not. Now, what were these? So the first is Gerer Atzmos Aviv Almita Shel Chavalim Vahodulo. Number one, his father, Achaz, was a Rasha, and after he passed away, they did not give him the proper kavod to bury him and take him through the streets on a beautiful bed like other kings, so that he would have and the purpose was that there would be to ensure that there would be a Kiddush Hashem, in the sense that he should be disgraced because of his wickedness, and Rishayim in general would understand that you can't act the way he did. And that's why and the phrase that's used in Divrei Hayom to describe this is Vayishkav Achaz im Avosav Vayikperu Biribu Shalaim, but Kilo Hevi Uhu Lekivre Malcha Yisrael. So that's a reference to the fact that he was not treated like other Malcha Yisrael. And the Hodulo, they agreed that that's what Chizkiyah should have done. Number two, Kites Nechash Hanachoshes, the Hodulo. We remember Nechash Hanachoshes from Parshas Chukas, with a copper snake that Moshe made so people would look up and would daven, and this way they could be healed from the snake bites, whatever it is, in the Midbar. And they were very happy because people were using that as Avodah Zarah. So although the Nechash HaNechoshes made its way into Israel during the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, so he got rid of it. He destroyed it, he broke it, and so people would not use it. And they agreed to that. And Ganaz Sefer Refuos Vahodulo. And he also hid the Sefer Refuos. Apparently there was a book, there was a manuscript with all types of, with different ways to heal people, to cure people, and they admitted, Hodulo, they agreed that that was a good idea, because people were not recognizing that it was Hashem who was healing them, but rather these different antidotes that were found in this book. Now, the Rambam takes issue with Rashi, who claims that, and this is a quote from Rashi, Lefi shelo hayol libam nichna al chaloyim, so people would not be humble by their illnesses. Elamis Rapim Miyad, they would be healed immediately because of this book of Refuos. And it was Miyuchas there, they claim, to Shlomo HaMelech, because his great Chachma. When Chizkiyahu realized they're not relying on Hashem, he hid the Sefer. The Rambam takes issue with that and says that cannot be. After all, that if a person's hungry, would you say, well, he shouldn't have bread, because obviously Hashem made him hungry, and he should not be healing himself by eating bread. Obviously not. Same thing is true when someone's sick. Someone's ill, and there's medication, there's medicine, there are remedies that people have. So if there's a book of remedies, and the book of remedies tells me what to take when I have something's wrong, I have absolutely every right to that. Hashem wants me to do that. That can't be what Chizkiyahu was gones. Rather, the Sefer Refuos, according to him, was something different. This was where people would make different forms of, based on astrology, based on the constellations, and each of those different things that they would, those forms somehow would be able to heal people. Whether that was effective or not, that's a good question. But that type of chacham, maybe we can study, but we should not be putting into practice. And that's where people went astray. To believe in those tsuros, those forms, and become healed through them, Chizkiyahu says that we should not do. This is not, this alternative type of medicine was not acceptable. And the chachamim agreed that that type of sefer refuos, that he should have been gones, that's the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, what the sefer refuos really was. And then, but al shlosho lo hodulo, it's these three cases of the chachamim were not modeh to what Chizkiyahu did. Number one, Kitzeitz delaso shel hechal v'shigron lemelech Ashur v'lo hodulo. He cut off the doors of the hechal of the Beis Hamikdash, and he sent it to Melech Ashur to appease him. So he wouldn't fight against the Jewish people. The Chachamim said, no, should have had bitachon in Hashem. Number two, sasam me gichon ha'elyon. What did he do? He didn't want water to be available to the soldiers of Ashur, as we read in Devar Hayom and Beis, Perek Lamed Beis. V'hu yichizkiyo sasam smoto me gichon ha'elyon. And also Vayistemu Eskol Hamayanos, etc., so that Malchi Ashur would not come and find water. V'lohodulo. No, you should have had Bitachon and Hashem. Shouldn't be cutting off the water source. And the final thing was Iber Nisan B'Nisan V'lohodulo. What did he do? After Nisan had already passed, and we made an Adar Sheni, we assume the Gemara says it wasn't really Nisan yet. It was the 30th of Adar. But because the 30th of Adar potentially could be the first day of Nisan, it's too late to be Ma'aber the Shana, to add on an extra month, to add on our Sheni. So we can only do it the day before. The last day is of the 29th, but to do it on the 30th already, when potentially that day could be Nisan, so that he should not have done the Chachamim V'lo Hodulo, where he was Ma'aber Nisan, when it was already Nisan, it was the end on the 30th day of Adar.